Dr. Pinsky dictating a female I am in. Holly, H-O-L-L-Y, Tomlin, T-O-M-L-I-N. Holly Tomlin is a 58-year-old woman who reports she was injured while working on 2-9-21. Apparently she was walking and fell into a pothole that was not fixed properly. Apparently she struck her knees anteriorly, as well as her mouth and her hands against the ground. Apparently she did not lose consciousness. Apparently she believes she injured her elbows, wrist, and tooth, and was seen at a virtual emergency room afterwards. Apparently she had further evaluation, leading to what she understands to be a final diagnosis of fractured elbows. Apparently she indicates she has undergone surgery, but is no longer receiving any active treatment. New paragraph. As per her claim petition, Ms. Tomlin alleged she tripped and fell on 2-9-21, resulting in injuries to both elbows, the left wrist, and front tooth. Treatment records show she was seen orthopedically by Dr. Catalano on 2-15-21. He noted she had been working for the insured for 2 years. She tripped on uneven pavement on 2-9-21 and went to the emergency room. She had x-rays taken and was placed into splints bilaterally. She was complaining of left elbow and wrist pain greater than her... she complained of bilateral elbow pain. She is currently using ibuprofen and Percocet. She denied any previous injuries to the involved areas. He performed an exam and reviewed x-rays. Pretty rendered diagnoses of right and left elbow pain, as well as non-displaced fracture of the neck of the right radius and left radius. They discussed appropriate use of pain medication. She had repeat x-rays on 3-1-21. In the right elbow, it showed non-displaced transverse radial neck fracture. It revealed non-displaced transverse radial neck fractures bilaterally. Her last visit with Dr. Catalano was on 3-8-21. He prescribed her tramadol and she was to follow up in 4 weeks. He felt that radial neck fractures were healing in excellent position and her motion was improved. New paragraph. Ms. Tomlin was also seen by a dentist named Dr. Bagley, B-A-G-L-E-Y, on 3-22-21, as described in his report of 3-25-21. A panoramic review was, radiograph was taken, as well as a periapical of the involved tooth. Pretty also performed a complete examination of the oral cavity. He diagnosed a complete horizontal fracture of her right central incisor, tooth number 9. The tooth was asymptomatic at the present. Barrett reports that at no time was this tooth symptomatic. Pit examination elicited no response on tooth number 9 or adjacent teeth, thermal stimuli, percussion, or palpation. There was no mobility on that tooth. There was no evidence either clinically or radiographically of any pulpal, P-U-L-P-A-L, involvement. Radiographically, there was no PAP or radiolucency at apex of tooth or that area. She had no evidence of any fracture of the maxillary bone in that area. She had no symptoms whatsoever. She also had class 1 bilateral occlusion, comma, severe gingivitis, comma, heavy tartar on teeth 22 through 27, comma, generalized plaque and a class 2 periodontitis classification. That was secondary to the patient not having had any prophylaxis in a few years, as reported by the patient. Periodontal treatment plan called for a core buildup and porcelain crown on tooth number 9 in order to restore the tooth to its function and occlusion. I am not in receipt of his operative report, but this may be the surgery to which Ms. Tomlin was referring. Physical exam. He had his ears. Tooth number 9 was covered in porcelain. The rest of that is normal. Extremities upper. She had tenderness of the right and left radial heads. There was also tenderness at the ulnar carpal junction, which may have been from a different fall. Period, hands versus elbows. Resisted supination and pronation elicited elbow tenderness, but strength was intact. Period, she had a positive tenel sign at the left medial epicondyle, but this was negative on the right. There, so that section is normal, and cervical is normal. Impressions on T921, Holly Tomlin tripped in an uneven sidewalk and fell forward, landing on her knees, elbows, and face. Apparently she was seen at the emergency room where x-rays were performed. Apparently she followed up orthopedically with Dr. Catalano, who treated her conservatively for the non-displaced radial neck fractures. She also was seen by a dentist named Dr. Bagley and apparently underwent repair of tooth number 9 with a porcelain jacket. We paragraphed the current exam, found there to be this repaired tooth. She otherwise had a strong bite and full maximum incisal opening. There was full range of motion of both elbows without crepitus or tenderness. She had full range of motion of the wrists without crepitus or tenderness. Provocative maneuvers were not particularly significant. New paragraph. There is 5% permanent partial disability referable to each of the statutory right and left arms. This is for the orthopedic and neurological residuals of her radial neck fractures. There is 0% permanent partial total disability at the left wrist. She did not receive substantive medical attention to the wrist, nor did she complain of symptoms. She followed up with Dr. Catalano through 3821. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left wrist / hand. In terms of her dental problems, she sustained a single fractured tooth that was repaired successfully. End